Buffalo on Monday, big races on Saturday. Breakfast with Bob.
And Pacho Man. How about a round of applause to our man, Pacho Man? We are back in the Big Island. We are at Huggos on the Rocks, our favorite place on the planet. We are brought to you by EAS Myoplex, by Hoka One One Polar, Velofix Normatec, Four Seasons Hualalai, Amio Power Breather. Our guest, two-time Ironman 70.3 World Champion, 2014 Ironman World Champion. Please give it up for Sebastian Kienle.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, Sebby, we always talk about this is a small sport with a big heart. And I saw a post from you last night, and you're doing something pretty special.
Oh, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, it's a small sport, and the athletes all have very big hearts.
They really do. Always giving back.
More than 1 liter sometimes. I always wanted to do this. It's my sixth time here racing in Kona, and I've always been here really early prior to the race, 5 weeks most of the time.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed the island, and you know, living aloha is not just a phrase for me. I've always felt very, very warm welcomed here. One of the things I always realize is the aquatic center. And you know, it's probably one of the few pools in the world where we could swim for free. And it's not only free for residents, but it's free for all the athletes. And yeah, I just think during the last years, I kind of realized that it's just like probably needed a little bit of a boost, you know. They closed down half an hour earlier than the first time I've been here, and but they have an awesome youth program, and it's just like great to see what they do for the local kids. It's more and more locals are getting involved into the sport, and yeah, as I said, I always wanted to try to give something back, and it's also during the week of the race. I mean, so many athletes are here and kind of like invading the space, and I think it's important for us to make a positive impact on the island, and just like make sure we are welcomed also in the next years to come, probably when I'm not racing anymore. But you know, Chris Liedo, he has a non-profit, More Than Sports, and he's living on the island, so he knows very well what to do and all the people. So yeah, he helped me to set something up to donate for the pool. And so I ask all of you, just if you enjoy the pool or if you just enjoy the island, and looking for a way to give back, just go on the More Than Sports homepage, and they have a banner and a page where you could donate for the pool.
And you made a pretty big commitment.
Yeah, I mean, of course. just setting this up is probably not enough. I would like to match every dollar that is spent if I'm gonna win the race with 100%. Second place, 50%, third place, 33%, and everything else, 25%, up to $30,000. So
wow, how about a round of applause for that? That's called giving back. That's very cool.
Yeah, and so I ask you all just like share the word.
Sure.
And so that we could give something back to the community. And so I think, yeah, it pays off in the years to come also for us. And
absolutely. Yeah, like you said, it's your sixth time. You were fourth first time out, and then third, and then you win it in 2014, eighth, and then second last year. You've always been, you know, obviously top eight, mostly top four. So take me back last year's race. You had, when I look at how you raced, and 2:49 marathon off the bike. I mean, if you looked at those splits before the race, you probably would have thought, hey, I'm, you know, 8:10, I'm going to win the race.
You know better than that, right? I mean, just by looking at some splits, you don't know nothing, because the splits basically are just telling you more about the conditions on race day than the abilities of the racers. Of course, the marathon it's probably not influenced that much of conditions, but it's influenced by the bike, and the bike is influenced a lot by wind and so on. So just by telling me a time, I would not be able to tell you where this person have ended up. I mean, in the past, you have won this race with 8:25 and 8:03, and yes. I think the performances have been pretty much the same. So, yeah, so the splits are, I don't really care about this.
But 2:49 marathon is impressive for you.
Probably not impressive enough.
So what?
Yeah, it's a good marathon for sure. But yeah, as I said, it was just not good enough. I think I just faded too much at the end, and yeah, especially the second half wasn't what I was hoping for. Yeah.
So Jan Frodeno's won this race 2 years in a row. Knowing that, how do you beat him?
Being faster than him somehow. Of course, the first thing is you have to believe you are able to beat him, and I really believe in myself that I'm able to beat him. That's the first lesson you learn here. And the second lesson is, yeah, Jan is really strong. There's no question. But also, yeah, last year he was not unbeatable. You know, I probably didn't believe enough in myself that I would be able to beat him. Mm-hmm. So I was probably too happy with second place too early in the race. But on the other hand, it's always easy to say a year after, during the race, I was for sure not able to push any further. But yeah, it's a thin line here, you know, between risking something and trying to win the race or completely explode. And I think especially this year, a lot of people are ready to risk something in this race.
So this year you had a great race at that Challenge Championship with Lionel Sanders. You guys went, you know, ran together, rode together. This race, I saw
Unfortunately,
Lionel.
Unfortunately, we also swam together.
Yes, see? That's the thing. All of a sudden, Lionel swam. His swim has gotten a lot better. If you guys come out of the water together here, is that's not a bad thing, right? Having someone that's that strong on the bike to ride with?
Well, that's I would say it's a 50-50 thing. Of course, it's good to have Lionel close to you on the bike, because he's definitely he's an engine on the bike, and it's, of course, it would make things way easier on the bike if we could work together. That's definitely it's the best situation, but it would be even better if he would be like 2.5 minutes behind me, and I would, just like last year, I would never see him. So yeah, it's of course it might be good for me, because Lionel is one of the few who I could probably ride away with in a group. But then on the other hand, do I really want to go with him on the run course? I'm not so sure if I would rather go with Jan or with Lionel. And but I think it's probably not up to me to decide this. I just like try to swim as hard as I can and try to make the front pack somehow, or the first big group, let's put it that way, and then we'll see where Lionel's ending up.
So sixth time here at this race. What is it about this island from the first time you came in 2012 and had a good race right after winning 70.3 Worlds? What is it about this place that you really is special for you?
You know, before 70.3 World Championships in Vegas, I was never really sure if I'm an athlete that is able to perform well in heat. A lot of people told me, nah, you know, you're probably a little bit too heavy, you're a little bit too big, and so Vegas was super hot, and I won this race, and then I came here, and you know, I was like on such a wave, you know. It was I had already the biggest success in my career, and I came here with a very positive feeling, and I think it was really a blessing to have that, to, you know, step out of the plane and you know, with a very, very good mood. And I think you really either like Hawaii or you don't like it. And if you like it, Hawaii probably
likes you back.
Loves you back. So I definitely approach this race maybe a little bit different than I do a lot of other races. I tend to be an aggressive racer, and I try to race a lot of races angry, probably.
Yes.
And I can't race this race angry. It's not working for me. So I try to really be positive about the race, and most of the times I'm successful with that. And every year I'm just really happy to be here and make my preparation here leading up to the race. And of course we had some really really tough stretches here as well in the preparation, and I always need to kind of remember me to stay positive about the training, about the race, and not start to hate the island so the island hates you back.
So this year, again, I know times don't mean anything to you, but I loved how you performed.
Not anything, but
Ironman Frankfurt. Yeah. Do you, when you look at a 7:41,
one of the other stories, I mean, you know, people were screaming at me at the second lap of a 4-lap run, and they told me, you could make the world record. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, the bike course is probably 4K short. So it doesn't mean really anything. So there's another example of course, we could make a project like Nike does and, you know, Breaking 2. We could make easily a race course where you go out under 7:30. That's not a problem at all. Just make the referees look in another direction on the bike, and we're gonna ride 3:48 something. That's not a problem. But you want to? I mean, the marathon is something I look at, and I look at my splits during the marathon. But yeah, the bike is
a little sketchy.
No, I mean, it was short, and right. Therefore it doesn't really count.
Doesn't count, no. I couldn't agree more. Your win here in 2014, how did that change the perception of sponsors, of media? Did it change your life, winning this race?
Obviously, my bank account is doing way better since then. That's for sure. And, but I think the first, like 6-7 months after the race have been, I would not say difficult, but it's just you need to approach the whole sport differently. Because I had this one big goal, and it was there since I started the sport, since I was a little kid pretty much when I started the sport. And then finally you reach that goal. And so what's next, you know? I mean, when you have this goal, you're always working towards that goal. And a lot of people, I think, really struggle after they reach a goal like that, and they don't know, okay,
what's next,
yeah. And of course, you could always say, like, let's try to break the world record, let's win it another time, whatever. But actually, for me, it was more that I really started to realize why I love this sport, because it's not just reaching specific goals, winning races, but it's the way that leads up to high performance, to reaching my personal limit, and to really embrace, like, everyday work and everyday enjoying this life. And I think it leaves me more motivated after some time after the race. Probably, like I said, it needed 6 or 7 months to settle in, but now I'm probably enjoying it more than ever. Yeah.
So you're loving the sport more than ever, and you've been doing this, what, you first heard, you age 12 you started racing, something like that?
Probably even earlier, yeah.
Wow. And all those years, when did you feel like you could make it as a professional? was that winning 70.3 Worlds? Is that what sort of turned things around?
You know, when I was in fourth grade, we had this, you know the story, yeah.
No, they don't.
But you know it. they had this like newspaper we are doing for the class, and so everybody had to write down what he want to become when he is grown up, and I wrote down professional triathlete when I was 9 years old, and my teacher told me, my class teacher told me, yeah, it has to be actually a job, something realistically.
Something that's,
you know,
really
all the other
does.
Guys, all the other guys wrote down astronaut, special agent, something like that. But for me, it has to be realistic. But I think I'm actually the only one who achieved.
No astronauts from your class.
Not as far as I know. And yeah, so I think back then I was pretty sure I gotta make it.
Yeah, what did your parents think?
Yeah, of course, the kid is daydreaming, and no, but I mean, what they said was, kid has a lot of energy, and they just realized it's a good way to waste some of this energy, and so they supported me a lot, of course, and they still do.
Love it. How about a round of applause for Mr. Sebastian Kienle? Poncho Man, take us out.
It's Aloha Monday, big races on Saturday. Breakfast with Bob.
And Poncho Man, and Sebastian, thank you. Wow. Let's get a...